Assistant Quincy City Clerk Joe Newton's joining us today to give us a rundown on this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting. How are you, Joe?
How are you doing, Joe?
Great. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. It was a pretty lengthy meeting, actually, huh?
Yeah, it was nice. It was. We had a. Let me see here. We had about 8 on the agenda last night, and at 4 o'clock, and everything went nice and smooth as always.
Yep. Very good.
I'd be more than happy to tell you about what we had on the agenda.
Yeah, appreciate it. I know some items actually coming up later this year. Looking forward to.
Yep.
So let's begin with item number one.
Okay. Item number one, it was a request from the South Shore YMCA for a one-day liquor license. And it's for their annual Taste of the South Shore event at the Hill Family YMCA. And that's going to be on May 6th at 6 p.m. And that passed unanimously. It's a 21-plus event, and it's gonna they're gonna close the Y early that day at probably like 5 o'clock, and it's gonna reopen the following day, and they're expecting about 750 people.
This is huge, yeah.
Yeah, this is a big event for them, and they've always done it, but I think this is like the first time they're gonna be doing it at the Hill Family area there. So that's a nice event.
Yeah, they've got a brand new president there, Trevor Williams, and I know Caitlin Safer is very active
as
well.
Yeah, yeah, she was there at the meeting.
And it's a great fundraiser for them, so good.
Yep.
Okay.
Item number two was it's just a request from White Pine Market for a one-day liquor license. That's at the Boston Harbor Studios at 260 Victory Road, and. They're hoping that they'll have about 100 local vendors, food trucks, and Break Rock Brewing. And this is the proceeds go to Stop the Stigma, Interfaith Social Services.
Mm.
So that's another big event. They were expecting, I think, approximately 500 people.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and that's going to be on April 4th, 12 to 6 p.m.
So very good.
Another nice event, and that passed unanimously as well.
Okay.
Item number three was a hearing for the request of Two Trunks Permanent Jewelry, and that's on 1237 Hancock Street, and they're looking for a one-day liquor license as well. They have several events. It's going to be March 25th, which is like a book club event. It's from 5 to 9.
That's today.
Yeah. They got it in just in time.
Yep, okay.
This was all voted unanimously as well. March 28th, 11 to 4, is a sipping shop they have. It's like a March Madness theme. And then April 9th, they're going to have from 5 to 7, it's Discover Quincy, and that's like 40 people will be attending that. And then on the 13th, they did change the date, so it's April 13th, 5 to 9. It's a Spring is Here planting event. So a couple of nice little events they're going to be having at 1237 Hancock Street. They're expecting about, about 15 to 20 people for the other event.
Okay, very nice.
Agenda 4 was a hearing regarding the Housneck Community Council. And they go for their one-day liquor license for their annual Chowder Fest at the Maritime Center. And then they also have the annual Harvest Fest. And the Harvest Fest is going to be October 17th. And the Chowder Fest this year is September 19th from 2 to 8 p.m. And it's interesting because the Housneck Community Council is celebrating their 70th year. And Chowder Fest is celebrating, I believe they said, their 20th year. And then the annual Harvest Fest is approximately 12. So some long-time events that are always a great thing down the house neck.
Amazing. We're already talking about September and October.
I know. It's getting scary.
Yeah.
Hopefully the snow will be gone.
Oh, my goodness. It doesn't come back by then. Yeah.
Well, agenda number 5 is a request from CL Foodies, LLC, doing business as Gyro Ramen. And they're looking for just a common victual license. It's not no alcohol. And that's going to be at the premises located at 52 Billings Road. And the proposed hours are 11:30 to 9:30 p.m. And it's supposed to, the owner there was considered calling it a smaller, quiet restaurant. So it's going to be about 14 tables with about a dozen seats.
Okay.
And then agenda number 6, Joe, we have a hearing regarding Hungry Tummy Cafe. And they're looking for a common vic license for the premises at 656 Washington Street. That's currently fails breakfast and lunch. And the only difference is the hours are 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it's pretty much everything's going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Agenda number 7, we have a hearing regarding the request from Wollaston Yacht Club. And that's at 692 Quincy Shore Drive. and that was a change in their license category of their club license. So it's from a wine and malt beverage to an all-alcoholic beverage.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's going to be and they also look to update their offices.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so that would be a slight change to the Wollaston Yacht Club.
Oh, very good. It's the home of the Friends of Wollaston Beach.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And now you can get a high noon.
Very good.
So, last year, see here, I believe, was...
GoPuff.
Yeah, GoPuff, agenda on the number 8. And that is a request from JBLL Holdings. And that was doing business as GoPuff. And all they're doing is they're doing an internal corporate restructuring.
Mm-hmm.
And the new manager is Carlos Acosta. And the license is, it's retail approximately, it's large, 7,600 feet, basically.
Mm-hmm. Very
and
good.
And that's just the only change.
Okay. And that was the gist of it?
Yeah. A little busy in Quincy.
Yeah, it's a lengthy agenda compared to the past couple of months, so things are starting to heat up this year.
Oh, yeah. Once the weather gets nice, everything starts to move, which is great.
Yeah.
Our next hearing is going to be on Tuesday, April 14th, and you'll have City Clerk Nicole Crispo back for that one.
Okay. Well, you did a fine job fitting
you,
in, Joe.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
The B-team.
Thanks for your time.
Anytime, Joe.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.